Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the emergency broadcast system. The CDC is advising that you stay in your homes.
Welcome to the forthcoming podcast, where everything is forthcoming.
That's right. Welcome to the
forthcoming podcast,
where everything is
forthcoming.
It's like our episodes. Actually, in the studio again within the first 2 weeks, I think it's been.
It's been two weeks,
which is better than our track record for the most of this year, once every 3 months. So,
well, it is 2020, and I don't think anything is normal this year.
Yeah, no. First of all, Bobby, thanks for showing up today. We greatly appreciate it. Bobby made a big sacrifice. Actually came into the studio today.
I'm here for you, Joel.
Let's not
and you, Ben.
Too much credit. Yeah, thank you, Bobby. Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. It is greatly appreciated.
Oh, man.
Well, okay. Enough of the niceties.
Yeah.
Now on with the show. So what have you been up to, Bobby?
Not too much recently. You know, everyday living. You know, work.
Riding his bike?
Yes, riding a bike.
Riding a bike?
Well, you go ahead, Bobby.
Well, in between... The first week was Monday through Thursday. I did 1.5 miles every day.
Wow.
And then that Saturday, I had some issues with the bike, but I mustered to get 7.5 miles done.
Mustered?
Mustered up to get it, because chain kept coming off, and I was in and out of gears and this and that, but that's the longest I've ever done. And then my...
How far... Let's remind them how far that was.
7.5 miles.
7.5, maybe a little over.
It was like 7.44 or something like that.
No, it was a little over 7.5.
But yeah. And then I kept complaining about issues and stuff, and
let's go for a bike ride.
I know. We did. Wasn't overly hot. My best friend decided to take my bike home and fix it again, because there was some minor issues with it, the brake and whatnot. And then I got it back and I ordered a new seat that'll be here today, so I can change a seat out so I don't hurt my bum.
Gel seat. He's getting a gel seat.
Okay. I have a gel seat. It's nice.
Yeah, me too. It's nice.
Yeah. I don't think I like to ride more than I do. I love riding my bike.
You should come with us.
But I'm a little crazy when I ride my bike, just because, you know, yeah. What's the first thing I ask about anybody about a bike around here? What is always the first thing I always ask?
Probably is, can I jump it?
No, did you take it off any sweet jumps? That's what it is.
That's literally what...
Did you take it off any sweet jumps?
And I asked my dad the same thing. He'll be start talking about something like, take it off any sweet jumps?
Yeah.
And my dad just kind of looks at me like, come on kid. Come on. Yeah.
Come on, Bob.
We all look at you like that.
Well, I'm used to it, and I don't care. Because I'm getting to be an old man, and the older I get, the more I don't care.
Well,
I'm trying to catch up with you, so there's that. Which will never happen.
Yeah, that's a tough race.
Which is funny, because Ben and I were talking about how we were transitioning old men, and he had a story. He felt like some kids were on your lawn or something a couple weeks ago.
Well, the kids making out on the lawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, I looked out my window because I heard kids in the front yard, and I guess these two teenage-looking kids were helping some younger, I'm guessing, siblings. They were going door-to-door, and they knocked on my door, actually. And so... I looked out my window to see, like, what is all this? So I ignored them, because I don't really answer the door unless people tell me they're coming by. Like, there's no reason to do that.
Yeah.
It's not likely to be trouble, but it could be trouble, so I just don't do it.
I'm the same way.
You answered the door when I came.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was exactly you.
Oh.
I thought it might have been someone I cared to have over.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have a Ring doorbell or one of the...
Yeah, I've got the Arlo. Yeah.
So, I have a Skybell, so...
Yeah. And, anyway, so these kids, they knocked on the door, then they left, and I looked out the window to kind of spy on them, and I'll just admit it, I was spying on them, but they were in my yard, so that the old man inside me, the old man heartbeat started going, and I came outside, and I always come out around the kitchen door, which is on the side of the house, so that they don't see it in the very front, and I came around the corner, and they were like kind of on my sidewalk doing that, and I said, hey, get out of here, and they both startled, and I think they had to... change your shorts when they got home, but they it was worth it, man. It was worth it to startle a couple of kids. But then I thought, wow, that is seriously an old man thing to do. And I guess that's official at that point.
Yeah.
I need to start pulling pants all the way up.
I'm not that far.
Wearing socks and sandals and, you know.
Oh, I do that just to drive my kids crazy. I'll put on socks, and if I have to run outside, I'll put on my flip-flops, and they're like, what is wrong with you?
Well, we're already, all three of us are signed up for the New Balance tryout, so I mean, I might as well start putting in for those, you know?
Speaking of, Bobby's got his pair on today.
I do.
I didn't get approved for the last go-around, so.
I still don't know how that process works.
It's probably some algorithm they have.
Or there's a number of them.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, well.
First
one that says yes, we'll give it to them.
Yeah.
A limited amount.
Yeah, but it's enjoyable to try them out.
Look, I'm old enough now to be frugal. I think, I'll put some wear and tear on someone else's shoes.
Yeah,
free shoes right of my thinking.
Oh, yeah. But,
yeah.
But you are an old man, Bobby.
I don't have the Velcro.
You were official for, well, that's a matter of time. Matter of time.
Mm-hmm. So, how was Harambe?
Good, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for bringing them in last time.
How much editing was that?
Yeah, it was some work. A little bit of work there to edit him down a little bit. You're welcome, listeners. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to worry about today because Mama said no.
He's with Mama?
His Mama. Mama JC.
Oh.
He said no?
Yeah. I'm actually thinking about buying him that t-shirt.
Oh, Mama said no?
My wife said no.
Or you could just get it made for him.
Yeah. Might even be cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, you might have to make like 200 of them.
Yeah. So, Ben, what's new with you in the last week and a half, 2 weeks?
I'm getting prepped for that 200-mile bike ride, baby.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You couldn't get Bobby to go with you?
No, I want to actually make decent time. Yeah, I said.
I'll be there one day. I admit, I'm slow. I'm not.
No, I'm just. We like to mess with Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby's just getting into it, and it is hard if you don't.
But did I not keep up for the most part? I had to stop a lot because I was out of breath, but I made it. I completed it.
Yeah, you did.
And it didn't take me 3-4 hours to do it.
No, 2.5. But it was...
Is it that long?
Yeah, it took 2.5 hours.
Oh, crap.
It's all right. It's all right, man. It was your first run. It was your first long-distance run. But yeah, this one's going to be like 60 miles day one and just over 50 day two. Then like 40 and 30.
Oh, so you're decreasing each day. Oh, that's good.
Well, yeah, because day after day of doing that.
This
trail, this trail is flat. It's really flat. I think the rate of grade is, they say, plus or minus 1%. That's it.
That's nothing.
That's total.
So I can do it.
I can't think of the term of it now. But, you know, if you average out the ups and downs, it's like a total of plus or minus 1%. It's really flat. Not much of a challenge in that sense, but the distance does get you after a while. And then, of course, you know, you're going through woodlands. I've shown you guys pictures of this, haven't I?
Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah, you're going through woodlands and old train tunnels that were cut through rock.
Neat.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
And the Missouri River is just on the south side of most of this trail. So you've got like the river kind of propagates the flora and fauna. So it's just really kind of being out in the country, kind of being away from things. That comes with its danger, sure, but...
Anything comes with a danger these days.
It's true, though. So,
Have you checked the weather at all? Like, trends, how it's going to be, or...
Well, yeah. The average temperature in that area, yes, I've looked at those, and the average rainfall and all that stuff, but...
Anything
it's not
like,
likely...
Anything
not,
like here, humidity,
no,
and...
No.
That's good.
Not this time of year. Next month, though, it's like a...
Coming up quick.
It's not even 30 days away now. I got to think.
I know it takes a lot.
20. Yeah, consider you doing. Maybe, I guess 24 days. 24 days till I leave.
Isn't today the first day of fall?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Today is the.
Is it today or is it yesterday?
No, today. Today starts the equinox.
Nice.
The autumnal equinox. Do you know what equinox stands for? Do you know what that means?
No.
It's interesting. Here's a factoid for you.
Facts with Ben.
Nice. So, equinox, nox being night in Latin, right? Equa meaning equal. It's the two times of the year where the night and the day are equal distant.
Oh.
So, or excuse me, equal length. So, yeah, it's twice per year where you have as much day as you have night between that 24-hour period. And then that from there, it tapers off into the
solstice. So now the nights get longer and the days get shorter. And then we have time change.
I don't know.
No. By the way around.
It's still but a time change.
Nights get longer, days get shorter. What did I say?
No, it's the date. No, they don't get shorter. Oh, yeah, I guess they do. No, that's a common misconception, though, because the point where it starts, the days actually get longer in the winter, and they get shorter in the summer. But that's once you hit the solstice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're right. So, but once you hit the solstice and it's officially winter, the days actually get longer from there. Although people will say the days get shorter in the winter.
Actually, in a month and a half, the time changes. But...
Yeah.
And you get rid of that.
They do. But I don't remember what news source it was, but supposedly
the Babylon Bee.
Two Florida senators are truly pushing to stop the time change.
Good.
Especially, and I was like, well, they've been doing that for years. And it hits a rock.
Mm.
But now they're saying because we're in COVID and all this other crap, that people have so many things to worry about, let's stop changing the time.
Stop changing the clock because it's so...
Well,
and a lot of people have
problems here, but you know,
but it's coming into winter and they have that, what do you call it? They call it SAD, but the seasonal something depression,
seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, we go back an hour and it's already dark at 4 o'clock.
I hate
it. Look, honestly though, if there's psychology to that and you take that away, something else will step into its place.
Of course.
But I feel like it's important to get rid of that kind of silly aspect of things. I do. But is it that big of a deal? I don't know. So I say get rid of it. You know, like Arizona, the state, they don't observe it. They just don't observe it at all.
Oh, I know.
And you fine without it.
Yeah, there's another state also. I think there's two states that don't observe it.
That could be. I only know of one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are two states.
Another factoid.
Yeah, let's see.
Facts with Ben.
Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii doesn't.
And then like our provinces that we, U.S. Virgin Islands and Guam.
Guam, yeah, they may not.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
What? You have a question about Puerto Rico?
Somewhat, but I'm not going to go there because...
Go ahead, Bobby.
I don't want my eggs crushed.
Bobby, this is about learning. And we both know you need a lot of it. So go ahead.
So we... classify Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands as provinces?
Territories.
Territories, yeah.
That we own.
US territories.
Yeah.
I don't think there's... A province is like effectively a state.
Yeah.
But it works slightly differently.
Okay, yeah. How can it be a state? Because you have...
That's what we're saying. So really, he said province, but that's
the
probably
wrong term.
Not the right word.
Yeah.
They're really just a territory. Yeah.
Okay, so you have Canada, who has provinces, but they're not states...
They have provinces.
Provinces.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but effectively, Japan has provinces. Most of Europe works on that same system. I don't know exactly what the difference is. It barely is a difference. Really, it's probably just a label. But essentially, it's either way, they're a territory, but they're governed a certain way, the province versus the state. I'm sure that could be looked up too. But in these cases, these are territories. These are just U.S. territories.
Yeah.
Without wanting to imperialize... We are taking over the management of these territories.
And there you go, folks. We got our facts with Ben today.
Mm-hmm. Bobby.
And that leads us into Bobby.
You always have to follow up the facts with Bobby. Did you learn anything today?
Yes, Ben.
And
very good, Bobby.
Second, do we have any news?
I do have one.
Oh, here we go.
Somewhat of a story.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Let's crank up the intro.
We gotta get it going.
I really should get it. I should get an intro to it. Oops.
And now, news or headlines with Bobby.
So I was flipping through Flipboard last night, no pun intended, trying to look for something, and I didn't really find many interesting things. But the one that I did find, it does not tell me where it occurred, just that a woman falls out of a car window while filming a Snapchat video on M25.
Oh, on the M25.
So,
on the what?
The M25?
The M25.
What's that?
The highway.
I don't know. It was some motorway. according to this article. She was leaning out the window to film something by Snapchat, and she fell out of the window.
Epic fail.
So,
this is in Surrey.
Where do you see that?
I did it by reading the article just now.
Well, I read it, but I couldn't tell you.
Surrey.
Okay, so where is Surrey?
England.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, story's over.
Go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead, please continue. Bobby, did you learn something? Go ahead.
So she fell out the window?
She fell out the window onto the motorway. And she's very lucky because she's obviously still alive. But it was, I think, early wee hours of the morning, 1:30 a.m. And she's very lucky because if it hadn't been busier, she would have been smashed by another vehicle, you know, severely injured or, yet worse, dead. So, whatever you do, don't drive and Snapchat out your window.
Don't drive and Snapchat.
How about just don't Snapchat? I mean,
yeah, put the phone down and
drive and put your phone away and look at the road.
People don't know how to do that.
Well, obviously, even when it's legal. And
I mean, I might tap on some music with the vocals and Siri and all that integration. I never have to mess with the phone. I don't text or anything really, unless I'm at a stoplight.
Law-abiding citizen.
Says, yeah, I'm waiting for you now. It says, injury is not life-threatening or life-changing for her. That's nice.
That is nice.
No, it should be life-changing.
Yeah, hopefully the
injury, but the injury is not.
No,
the incident might be.
Hopefully, yeah,
don't throw any more dummy.
Her mental life should be.
Okay, I want to say something. Now, I'm not pointing this at you, Bobby, or anyone in particular, but we always say, oh, what a dummy, they did stuff, but we all do stupid things. All the time.
I've done stupid stuff all my life, but...
And one of my favorite sayings to combat that is, everyone is doing what they can according to their level of awareness. And I think that's true. We got to keep this in mind.
So you're telling me this woman who is of legal age to drive doesn't have... I can't think of the term I'm looking for, but she doesn't have one brain cell that says, hey, I shouldn't be driving down the motorway, sticking my head out the window to Snapchat a video at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, granted, 1:30 in the morning, there could be other factors that go into play.
Look, Bobby, we're in a nation where when you turn a certain age, you can make all kinds of bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do you have the right, you have the very privilege of doing it.
Yeah.
And being told it's A-okay. So, yes, her level of education... Right, she made a dumb. I won't say it was a smart mistake. It's a dumb mistake, but let's just not call her an idiot, because you and I can walk out that door and do something pretty stupid and have that same label put on.
No,
us.
You're right,
and more than likely will.
So let's be the change we want to see in the world.
But
right?
She's very lucky.
Yeah, I'll give her this. Yeah, that injury could be life changing. She could be paralyzed or whatever. She's very lucky, and ideally, she's got an education out of it all. And we want to ask her, lady, did you learn something today?
Facts with Ben.
There we go. Man.
We've got to record a little intro of the three of us singing that.
Facts with Ben.
At some point here.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
I don't know what that was, but okay.
Just so the audience knows, Bobby jiggled his head, smiled, and snapped his fingers.
Two snaps in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's all I had. But. We did learn something out of it.
Yeah, don't hold your head out the window and Snapchat at the same time while you're driving on the road at 1:30 in the morning.
Let's just be thankful that she's still alive.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, people make grander mistakes than that. People make permanent mistakes.
Oh, absolutely. And
mental health. Mental health is a... I'm not saying that this lady was mentally ill, but mental health leads people down some pretty... difficult paths sometimes, and when in a lot of cases they need help, they just don't want to ask for it, or they don't know how to ask for it.
Yeah, and there's plenty of things around.
Don't you help out with a service, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, I'm actually on the board for we're working on getting our 501c3, and what it is, it's called Honoring the Heroes, and it's for first law enforcement and first responders. We give them a tactical bag, kind of like that. I know you guys can't see it for those listening, but it's a tactical bag.
Our Twitter expert will post a little something.
put a link to the website too, because we're always trying to raise money for it.
Okay, very good.
The bags themselves, they have probably, I don't know what the final value is, but it's like what you get in the bag is, it's pretty awesome. It's got a bunch of books in there, and if we get anything from any other vendors, we put it in there.
This is what you give to those first responders asking for help, right?
Right, right. And if somebody wants to donate to somebody else, people can contact us and we'll put a bag together, say, I want to give this one to Deputy blah, 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 or
okay.
to this firefighter. We've had dispatchers we've given it to and things like that.
Oh, so you have to be a first responder in need.
No. Or one that you think is in need.
Yeah, I mean, it's preventative and also maybe somebody that's gone through something as well. And we're just, I mean, since the beginning of March, we've given over 70-something bags away.
Yeah, and those 99% of people in that field have gone through something.
Yeah.
So I get that it's for first responders, but does it have to be for a first responder?
That's our target, yeah.
So if your neighbor's suffering, too bad for them?
Well, we're not going to give them... Well, we could probably guide them to the right place, and then... Because this is... Our mission is mainly for the first responders. Because
right.
Ryan is the president that had the idea like a year ago and got it started. So he has he's a retired. He just finished his 20 years in the Army. He's a sergeant in the Army. And he's kind of looking for, he's looking for something to do and kind of fell into that. He has a real burden for what first responders go through. So,
and let's clear that up too. It's not too bad for your neighbor who's suffering. It's just that these guys are strapped down with a job that demands of them, the public and the media, and even the government demands of them a particular type of a very difficult environment that they have to go in and out of, and it's hard for them to seek help because there's an idea of you signed up for this,
right?
So they're saving their resources for those specific that niche that they're trying to fill. Where it's very much needed and very much under-addressed. And so it's not too bad for your neighbor. It is too bad for your neighbor if they're suffering. It is. That really stinks. But that's not the aim of this organization. The aim is just to cover the people that need it in this particular niche.
Well, and that is very good because being on that side of it, I've seen many things that I can't get out of my head.
Yeah.
You know?
There are things I don't want to see that are probably in your head.
Well, I've seen people without heads that have been accidents and stuff like that. So
when you mow the lawns at the
funeral home, it's very difficult.
Yeah, and the things. I mean, some your normal citizen probably wouldn't understand. Even starting from dispatch on out, the things you hear dispatch. You know, they hear things. You know, they don't visually see things yet. I mean, that's coming in the future with the new technology, but they don't see them. But a lot of times they don't have the closure. Because they process the call right after another, and then it goes out to the field. They got to deal with the scene as well. So it's all in one. They're all first responders.
You're absolutely right. Let's try to address that too, though, because as whatever citizens are listening, and whatever, let's just be fanciful here and say whatever country you're listening in, keep that in mind before you're going to transmit some information to someone. Determine whether it's really necessary for. Do the best you can to determine if it's really necessary for them to see that information or how involved that person has to be, because they have an impact from that too. And granted, when you're calling for emergency services, I understand that that's a very stressful time for everybody. But again, we always want to be conscious of our impact. And that is going to be, there's going to be a large difficulty that comes with having to witness some of this stuff firsthand versus just hearing it over the phone.
Right.
Of course, those services... I mean, you're right. It's inevitable. Those services are going to be offered at one point or another. But yeah, but mental health is
very important.
What? That's May. May is Mental Health Month. Right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good thing too, just to bring it to light, because in the media lately, and really, I mean, probably due to the pandemic and other things, or being cooped up, there's been an uptick in that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be just the month of May.
Well, no, we agree, but there are months for breast cancer and for men's and women's awareness. You know, it's a rotating thing to just bring it back into memory to keep it from getting stale.
But right. And if you're not a first responder, there's plenty of things out there for you. Yeah. I mean, like I said, our goal for our organization is for the first responders. That's especially now when we see all that's going on in our country, specifically here, with a lot of the cities that wanted to fund the police and things like that. We want to be supportive of them and thank them for what they do. So that's where we started. If anybody's interested, you can go honoringtheheroes.com. My little plug there. Yeah, donate.
Plug away, buddy.
Yeah. Donate. Bags are, said, we're kind of looking, evaluating how we're going to do the bags. Right now, it's $100 a bag. That's what it costs for a bag. That's what we charge for a bag that we give, because all the stuff that's in there, the bags themselves, are real nice tactical bags. My bag on the wall, that's not actually one of the ones we give. The patch is the one we put on there, but the bag is different.
Okay.
It's actually a little bit bigger than that. And then it's filled with the books. And again, we get somebody from First Responder Wipes donated a bunch of the wipes, which they're good for, like, the firefighters when they have to get off a scene and clean themselves off.
Right.
And a couple, like, a coffee company donated some things. And
oh, nice.
There was an axe throwing place down in Tampa that actually donated gift cards for some of them. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that might change throughout time, too.
Right.
So.
But, I mean, whatever we can do is awesome.
Yeah, anything helps when there's nothing really else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I absolutely agree.
And it's no cost to the guys we give them to. And so, I mean, we got a list of people that would like to give them out, and trying to get funding sometimes can be the heartache there.
What is, just for awareness, what is your backup on that? Do you know, roughly?
I'm not sure. I'd have to talk to Ryan. I know he gets requests, like, every day. Like every other day, there's a GoFundMe. We're trying to raise some money that way and just trying to get some corporations involved as well. I know he's actually surprisingly reached out to Shania Twain, and she seemed a little interested in it. So
it's very specific, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
You're starting to say that there are other places people can go.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about that too.
Yeah, I mean, I think each county might have a place, and there's always, you can go to a lot of churches all guide you in the right direction. They might not have somebody specifically there, but usually most pastors are going to know somewhere where you can go find help. And a lot of them if you're having these mental issues where you're thinking suicidal or anything like that, they're going to try to talk to you and try to counsel you there and just guide you through that, because we know it's a real problem, especially right with the pandemic. A lot of people lost their jobs and things like that. And, you know, we're very fortunate here. We all were able to work through the whole thing, but there's some people that weren't.
Right. Friends and family too, though.
Definitely.
It's tough sometimes. It's tough to admit that you got a problem, but friends and family can do a lot to help. And a permanent solution to a temporary problem is never the answer.
Right.
And again, if we're being conscious of impact, the impact on families and things. And for whatever reason, there's just been an uptick of that lately with celebrities and otherwise, and it seems sad that the help is out there, just people don't know how to get it.
Yeah.
Also, most workplaces have an EAP, an employee assistance program, something like that, where that offers often free counseling. If short term, again,
something
better than nothing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like what you guys are trying to aim at.
Right.
Every little bit.
So,
little PSA there.
Yeah, woohoo!
What do you have to say about that, Bobby?
It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Go get help, but don't let it just sit there.
Yeah, don't let it drag you down either.
Yeah.
So, yep. Oh, I remember, on a lighter note, remember my chickens?
Yes.
The last episode I was talking about?
Yes.
Well, I took care of the chickens with my buddy.
Yes. Ugh.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I have.
We went, I met him at 7:30.
My parents grew up on farms, yeah. Dude.
Didn't you just eat chicken tacos?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't have to defeather them.
I met him over at his house, 7:30. His boys were all ready to go. They already got started. Hang the chickens upside down. He had one of the executioners, his boys.
Oh, yeah.
So, and this is what you do. It's really not that bad. At first, I was kind of, So, after you take care of them, you don't cut off their hoods. I guess they have the arteries in their necks like we do, and you cut those and let them drain out so you don't get the blood in them. Then you put them in really hot water, not quite boiling, and then
he almost said bowling.
I almost did.
That'd be panhandle of you.
Well, I do say boiled peanuts because that's the only way to say boiled peanuts.
But. Yeah. You're right.
So after that, about 15 seconds in that water, which one time one of his sons kept it in too long, so it was starting to broil the
He's like,
coming out cooked.
He's like, hey, you put it in too long. And this kid, I'd like to give that kid a hard time. He's
some kids need it.
He's a character.
Yeah.
So,
right, Bobby.
So after that, you put it in the chicken plucker. You ever seen a chicken plucker?
No.
Did I show you the picture of it?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. It's just.
There should be a chicken plucker challenge.
Ooh.
Where, like, you sit in that for as long as you can. They're small, though.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to fit it.
We need to make a human-sized one.
Yeah.
Let's get Bobby's dimensions.
I don't know about how big it is. It's a decent size. So what you do is you throw, once the chicken, after it gets out of the water, you put it in there, you spray a little water with a hose in there, turn it on for about 15 seconds. It rumbles the chicken around, yeah. And the feathers go out the bottom, and you have a chicken mostly defeathered.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
I've seen them. I've never used one, but I've seen
them. I'll spare the rest of the gory details about butchering the chickens.
Yeah, yeah.
But you do have to, they have a little gland right above their tail that you have to make sure you cut off because it's their oil gland. The oils are feathers. And if you keep that on, it makes the chicken really tough. That and their another part, I won't get into that because that's kind of gross too.
Yeah.
But something kind of funny, like when you're messing with a chicken, if you squeeze it just right sometimes, it'll make the chicken sound. That's after the head and the feet are all off.
Sure, that's not the rubber chicken?
No, yeah, but some of them do look like
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, after I got used to it, it took me a while because I didn't grow up on a farm. I lived in the suburbs all my life. This is brand new to me doing this kind of stuff. My wife says she's going to turn me into a country boy yet. I'm like,
well, you're getting there. You're taking a few steps this year.
Yeah, yeah. So, but after a few on, you just get used to it. Pulling, you know, cleaning them out and stuff, but then you start. It's the funniest thing.
I wish we could photograph Bobby's face. We can. Hold on. Keep it. Stay right where you're at.
And that's, I mean, I tell you, that's the freshest chicken I ever had. We had it the next day. Oh, man. It was so good. So good. Organic. Talk about organic. Fresh chicken. Never frozen. That was good chicken. You got to get your food from somewhere. I'd rather know where it's coming from than somewhere I don't. Are you having? Again, if you could just see Bobby's face.
I don't want to put his picture on our website.
Nah. Does that disturb you?
It's gross.
Well, I mean, like you said, if you're gonna buy it in a package, it's someone's got to do that.
Cow or anything like that.
You know what I want to do? I know. I want to go hunting. Really, I want to go deer hunting. That's what I like to do now.
You can. I mean, you can find out. There's all kinds of places, especially around here.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't. I'd like to go with somebody that's been before, because I've never been. Again, where I grew up, we didn't have. I mean, we had like a 22, and guns weren't as easily accessible as.
You go with one of the Harrises.
I'll pass on that one.
Yeah.
But I know plenty of people. I'm sure if I found somebody, I could go one time.
Yeah, so, yeah, sure, sure.
I think it'd be fun.
Sure.
I did go shooting this weekend. Shot my Renson's AR and my guns and
shot some cans and some targets.
Some targets. Shot my 22. 22 that's older than you, Bobby.
Yeah, it doesn't see you shooting.
Well, that's old, man.
It is. It's probably from 1963.
Oh, barely. That's barely older than him.
That thing is accurate too. I was impressed. I haven't shot it in a while, but
well taken care of guns though.
Yeah.
Should last you.
Yeah, it was my dad's and he didn't want it anymore, so he handed it down. So,
Bobby knows how that goes.
On a lighter note, Bobby, you have anything to add? Any excitement? What's your plans for this coming weekend?
Bobby's got a face like he's going to be vegetarian.
I'm thinking about it. Actually, I've thought about that for quite a while.
I told my wife I will never be a vegetarian.
Just thinking of how it's done and whatnot, but I like meat too much to...
So, Bobby, come on, something. Give us something. More than dead air.
Oh. Didn't you do something this last weekend, this last Friday afternoon? Mama made you take the afternoon off. It was something nice, though. I know we gave you a hard time, but I know you're doing something nice.
Yes, Joel.
What'd you do?
We went out ducking cops.
What?
Ducking cops.
Oh.
So there's a hashtag duck cop and hashtag ducking cops.
Did you let the cops chase you around?
No, we chased them around.
How's that song go?
I don't remember. Let the cops chase us around.
It's a
jealousy. Something like that.
Yeah.
So we went through a few different counties looking for cops, and there was a rubber duck dressed as a cop. Blue little
Bobby, we're not editing that.
Blue little ribbon attached to it with a card. And you either put it on their windshield or you hand it to them personally just to kind of say, thank you, you know, we've got your back. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here to support you, yada, yada, yada. So it was a nice, humbling experience. It was fun. Nice.
How many did you give out?
I think 5 that day.
Oh.
It was hard to find people.
It's hard to find the cops?
Yeah, when you need them. And surprisingly, we'd go to a donut shop and there was none there.
There it is.
Okay, years ago.
We did a lot of traveling, I'll tell you.
Were you in the Little Monster?
Yes, we were.
So what's up with that thing?
I call it the Sisterhood.
The what Sisterhood?
Just the Sisterhood. That's what I call it, yeah.
It's got some special name, doesn't it? About...
Yes, very special.
Oh, yeah, I can say that again.
Yeah, she's proud of it, so that's all that matters.
Does she plan on lifting it up anymore, or...?
I want to say there had been talk about that, but another inch or two.
At that point, she's going to need, like, a grappling hook to get in.
Yeah. Some climbing gear.
Yeah. Talk about...
Yeah, she's definitely not the tallest.
Some oxygen mask to get up to that height.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's other issues, too, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah.
So what else did we learn today, Bobby? Did we learn maybe... anything about accents and using them in public?
Yeah, I don't want my eggs hit.
Tell them what you did.
What'd you do?
I have a habit of not mocking people.
Well, so I
like accents. And...
You are one pathetic loser.
I was talking to somebody and...
Where were we?
They were talking to me.
Oh, come on! And
the accent just rolled off my tongue.
Yeah, but see, this story isn't making a lot of sense. So let me frame this in context, right? We were sitting at, well, we were standing, I guess, at a Mexican restaurant just prior to this show.
Oh, no.
And one of the employees says something to me, and I can't hear it. I can't hear what he said. It's not that I misunderstood him. I simply didn't hear the words he used.
Yeah.
And so I asked Bobby, what'd he say? And Bobby turns to me, plain as I'm speaking to you, and he speaks the same thing in a bad version of that person's accent. And they're Mexican. They're all Mexican that work there. Or at least they're Spanish speakers if they're not Mexican. So, you know, probably not the most couth thing to do in front of other patrons of the restaurant or other employees.
But I was not making fun of him.
They don't know that, Bobby. Well, I mean, look how he took it. He didn't take it too well. I mean, he wasn't awful about it because we know the guy. Yeah, we know the guy. But, you know, we go to this place all the time. But even he said he was going to start putting stuff in your food, so... If that tells you anything...
He was being facetious.
Yes, but if that says anything, go to somewhere where we're not that familiar with people and the disaster that can unfold.
Oh. We've gone to the same place for 2-3 years now.
That's an additional... This is going to be a split-off segment of mine. It's called Lessons for Bobby.
And going there for the last 2 or 3 years, I think it was you that had complained about him at the very first.
No, negative. That was you, sir.
And... He would
that was
not
you, sir. That was
talk
you, sir.
To us for at least a good year and
that
a half.
That was you, sir. You said to the other waiter person at this restaurant that we wanted to sit with anybody but that guy over there, and you made exasperated noises as if, like, he exhausted you. And that person ended up being very close to him, friendship-wise. And then we got the cold shoulder for a while, and who knows what showed up in our food. So you did that one, Bobby. Don't try to put that on me.
Well, look at that. I think we're about out of time.
Lessons for Bobby.
So, any parting words, Bobby? Again, we appreciate you showing up today.
Use your normal accent.
I'm glad I could be here for you, Joel.
I appreciate it greatly.
You as well, Ben.
My parting word is, Bobby, I really hope you leave this a better person than when you came in. For all of our sakes. I hope so.
Thanks, Ben.
Oh, that sounded like it hurt.
Any words from you, Joel?
Tell Harambe thanks for not showing up today.
Yes, from me too.
We appreciate it. I don't know if we'll have him as a guest again. Kind of went off the rails.
Yeah. He does listen.
It wasn't even off the rails. He didn't even start on the rails.
He knows it. We know he listens.
He's like one of those people that tries to, like...
He's probably the only one.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, between the three of us and him, and Tammy listens too, so...
Yeah.
What about Shane? We haven't mentioned him in a while.
No.
We're running low on donations, so.
Yeah, we're Anthony and Shane. We're getting kind of low.
I don't know if Anthony listens anymore. He's kind of busy now.
If he's smart, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tammy, how was the old girl?
She was here today.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed her.
Yeah, you missed her. She was here. She had to pick up her new mouse.
If you need a new roommate, she might have a need to fill. Oh. You never know.
Thank you for that information.
Anyways.
Well, you lived with her before.
No, I did not.
She had her separate apartment. I'll give Bobby that on it.
Thank you.
That one. In the same complex, but...
It was the same compound.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was compounded, that's for sure.
We won't say the name of it, but...
No.
We'll keep it at that. There was a special name for that compound. But we'll leave it at that. Parting words. Thanks for listening. You know where to find us if you're listening. You can email the show at forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com. Complaints.
Attention,
Bobby. Well, think on the bright side, Bobby. Have you gotten any complaints?
I have not.
Oh, so.
Where do they send that email to make those complaints?
forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com.
And what are some lessons for Bobby? What are some other media outlets people can use to connect with us?
Twitter at forthcomingpod1.
And Facebook?
Forthcoming podcast,
yeah.
Which I actually posted something there the other day.
Oh, you know what's really cool is that if you...
Is that why we lost so many followers?
Maybe.
If you Google forthcoming podcast and the images, ours is the second image on there.
Yeah.
Second image and it just comes up LOL?
No.
No, it's got the llama on it and everything.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, email the show. Give us some ideas. We might try to do better this year. We don't know. It's all up in the air. It's forthcoming.
It's all forthcoming.
And again, as we were talking about, if you're interested in... helping some first responders, honoringtheheroes.com. Check that out if you have a chance. If not, that's up to you. All right, Bobby, anything to say before we go?
See you in a couple weeks.
See you in a couple weeks.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Did you ask? Mama.